Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democrats are falling apart. Nothing new there. The problems that Democrats create, folks, do not go away. It's like asking the guy who's got the cure to cure you when he's going, no, how about I just keep getting you a little sick and giving you meds? He's not going to give you the cure. Welcome, Kevin Jackson, to you're listening to. I didn't tell you anything you didn't already know there, but you're here for a reason, and I promise you, you're going to get what you paid for. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Democrats don't intend to make their problems go away. They need chaos. You've heard me talk about this. You know it. If you didn't know it, your mind sort of recognized it, and maybe it's starting to solidify. Democrats create chaos. They love chaos because chaos creates money for them. Chaos makes people believe that there's somebody out there who can restore the chaos. But what they don't understand is this is the fire department going out setting fires to make you understand you need us, because if there's a fire, well, you need us. Woo, look at us. We're going to put out this fire. Meanwhile, they got three or four other people setting more fires. I once asked a guy who is in the windshield repair business, I said, why don't you, you're out in the bow, why don't you just put your card on cars when you see a cracked windshield? He goes, because they'll think I cracked it. He goes, it sounds good in principle, but he goes, believe me, the people doing it will go, oh, so you're probably the guy that cracked my windshield. He goes, they need to find me and see that I'm the guy that can actually fix it. That's where I see it as conservatives. We're saying, look, we see your cracked windshield, but I'm not putting a card on there. You know you have a cracked windshield. When you're ready, you'll find us, and then we'll replace your windshield. But we're not going to go and put the card on there because we don't want you to think we created your problem. But a Democrat, if you find a card, a cracked windshield company's card on a cracked windshield, the Democrat probably cracked your windshield. They love their chaos. This is why 54 people were shot over the weekend in Chicago, 7 killed in weekend violence, 6 people killed in a parade, and you know what? They found the guy. I tweeted, hey, why don't you let the Chicago PD find the SCOTUS leaker, because they appear to be more effective than the FBI. They can find a dude who shot up those people. Look, I don't know the circumstances. Maybe he was, tracked, and he was easy to find because they had cameras set up or whatever else. But here's what I also know is easy to find. The person who leaked the Supreme Court ruling, the pre-ruling of Roe v. Wade. Where's that person? I bet the FBI and the Department of Justice could probably find out who put Hunter Biden's notebook, left it with the guy that had to turn it in. Because I have a sneaking suspicion it was Hunter Biden. Folks, none of this is rocket science, but the Democrats act like it is. They can solve all these problems for us, right? They can solve inflation. They can solve the crime problem. We talked about one location. I dare you to Google crime over the weekend in July the 4th in St. Louis. I dare you. I dare you to do it for Baltimore. I dare you to. You know what they did in Chicago? They said, we're not going to have any more July 4th celebrations on the July the 4th. They cut down all the celebrations because it was so dangerous. Joe Biden gave his 4th of July speech in the wake of the shooting. Did he mention this shooting? No, he waited until he could blame what? What? Anybody want to guess? Yep, the guns. The guns. And what did we learn over the weekend? We learned that Joe Biden's going to bestow the country's highest civil award to Megan Rapoport. It'll happen this week, July the 7th. He's going to bestow an award on her, a woman who took a knee and continues to complain about everything in this country. She plays a sport nobody cares. Maybe a bunch of girls watch it. She wants the same amount of money that the men get, even though she can't get a fraction of the audience. She wants the playing field unlevel because she's a lesbian woman, which, by the way, really makes her a man. And that's why she wants the same amount of money. She's a global star, is what they call it. She's not a star to me. I don't know how you guys feel about her, but they call her a global star. Why? Because she refused to stand during the performance of the U.S. national anthem. And this is who Joe Biden says deserves a medal. Huh. I guess I'm a little nostalgic when it comes to who America gives its medals to. And for those who won't stand for our country's anthem, I don't think that's the person to do it. To give it to. Got a lot going on. A lot to unpack. I'm going to talk about the recession in the second hour. And I'm going to talk about inflation, how the Fed's handling that. But I'm going to tell you, as I was looking over everything, and this is true. It was true yesterday. It's true today. It'll be true tomorrow. But as I'm looking over the news cycle, I'm thinking to myself, Democrats, do you realize how bad you're screwing the pooch? I mean, look. Crime. I just talked about it. Do you think you're helping yourselves? I'm talking to Democrats. I'm not talking to conservatives. You think you're helping yourselves when every day we pick up something and it talks about mass shootings, mass criminality, things that you're able to get away with at the elitist level, things that you let people get away with at the lower level, and who you blame? You're blaming guns. You're blaming orange men. You're blaming Russians. You're blaming global climate farce. You're blaming everything but yourselves. And you know what? The nation's waking up. Joe Biden is officially polling. I heard that only 18% of independents like Joe Biden at this point. That translates to Democrats. Joe Biden is now polling in the 30s, solidly in the 30s, of people who think he's going the wrong way, etc. Do I really need to give you the poll? It's a CBS rally. It's the ORD poll. It's the Quinnipiac. It doesn't matter. And folks, remember this. Polling always favors Democrats, no matter what. So it's worse than what they think. It's horrible. Joe Biden is losing some of the biggest supporters. Oh, and you know what else we're going to talk about? We're going to talk about leftism imploding on itself in the way of Bette Midler. She made a true statement on Twitter, and she's catching flack. I'm not protecting her, but here's what I love seeing. I love seeing these leftists watch leftism implode on. I love it. I'm not going to lie to you. I relish in it. They deserve it. We got a lot to talk about, folks. Keep it in.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats are lying, scurrilous skanks and scoundrels. That's what they are. That's being nice when I talk about them in that way. Joe Biden won't take credit or fault in this case for what his policies are. I'll prove it to you. And just so we're clear, the big names are now starting to challenge him. I told you guys, watch, the capitalists are finally attacking. They're finally going, look, enough is enough. The oil companies, I told you guys, what, 5 or 6 shows ago, a couple weeks ago, I said the big news that came with these oil companies saying to Joe Biden and essentially pushing back is, we're no longer going to pretend to be woke with this global climate farce. You're attacking our businesses. You're attacking us, attacking our character. You should be embracing what we do, and we're pushing back. And I told you, that was a warning sign. Joe Biden again over the weekend. He says, my message to the companies running gas stations and setting prices at the pump, now that he's backed away from the oil companies, right? He says, this is a time of war and global peril. Bring down the price you are charging at the pump to reflect the cost you're paying for the product, and do it now. This time, it wasn't the oil company executives. It was the U.S. Oil and Gas Association that tweeted back, working on it, Mr. President. In the meantime, have a happy 4th, and please make sure the White House intern who posted this tweet registers for Econ 101 for the fall semester. Boom! Again, I welcome the people, the patrons of the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Thank you for being a part of what I do. Thank you for supporting me. Hey, before I get too far into this, I want to thank the Borland family. They invited me up. We went up for the 4th of July. What a spectacular city Prescott is, and what a house and a view. Wow. I'm going to post this in Backstage Club at some point. So for those of you who are members of the Backstage Club, just go to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and join. You're going to get to see this. I was at a gathering with these guys, and just so you're clear, I want you to understand, these are folks that have supported. They gave us the first tranche of money we need to make the film Beyond the Mules, which we're just starting to make. Kenny's flying out to meet with folks and getting that going. So not only are these people that are staunch conservatives, good God-fearing people, changing this country one person at a time, the work they do in their church and stuff like that can't be overstated. But, I mean, they invite me up to fellowship with them and their friends. I mean, it was an amazing event. So I want to just give a shout out to them for having me up. And also, I made their wall of fame. They have a wall for celebrities. And Mike goes, hey, Kevin, listen, I'll put you on the wall with our celebrities. And I go, man, you know, I hope you have real celebrities on, which he did. He had a lot of people that have been to the home and people they've met. It's a great wall for them. But anyway, thank you guys for having me up. So I'm back to this. The Oil and Gas Association goes after Biden, something that I don't think they would have done earlier on, but they went after Biden, and they're not the only ones, but I want to be clear that we've gone from the CEOs of the major oil companies, now we've got the Oil and Gas Association, and what do they tweet? They tweet that whoever posted that doesn't understand basic economics. That's what the tweet was. So it wasn't just leave us alone or, you know, back off. It was not only should you back off. We'll get right on that, Joe Biden. But let me tell you what else. You don't understand economics. But as I said a second ago, they weren't the only ones. Jeff Bezos chimed in. He says, ouch, inflation is far too important a problem for the White House to keep making statements like this, talking about Joe Biden saying, bring down the price you're charging at the pump to reflect the cost you're paying for the product and do it now. Now, before I get into that, I'm going to explain it one more time. What you may have in your inventory and what you're charging is impacted by a variety of factors. In other words, if I've got a bunch of grain in inventory and there's a tornado that wipes out the crop that I'm going to have in 3 months, that changed the price of what I have sitting in inventory. That's how it works. It changes my price. It changes the price to the end user at the retail level. If a retailer's got products sitting on the shelves and something catastrophic happens, they will go in that store the next day and jack up the prices to reflect the downstream implications, the upstream implications of what's going on with their product mix. Everybody does that. It's supply and demand. Well, now, you hear those terms often, but apparently the White House doesn't get it. Now, what's interesting about the oil and gas industry is Joe Biden has told them, I'm going to ruin you. I'm going to shut you down. Then he's upset when they say, okay, if you're going to shut us down, we're going to take an assessment of how much we have in terms of infrastructure. What is our cost? And we're going to get our money back. And so I'll put it this way. If you've got $1 billion of infrastructure and you've got $1 million gallons of gasoline, for example, then for you to get your money back for your billion, you're going to charge whatever the billion divided by a million. So you're going to charge $1,000 a gallon if that's the end of it. Because you're saying, I'm not losing money. And if you're smart, you're going to charge more than that. You're going to say, I'm not going to lose any money. I'm not going to break even. If I'm going to get rid of this infrastructure, I'm going to make some money. And that's what everybody's saying. Anyway, going back to Bezos, he says, ouch, inflation is too important of a problem for the White House to keep making statements like this. It's either straight ahead misdirection or a deep misunderstanding of basic market dynamics. We have another person. This is a guy who hated Donald Trump. This is a guy who bought the Washington Post so it could do nothing but do negative information about Donald Trump. And now he, too, has joined the oil and gas industry to say Joe Biden or whoever's tweeting this nonsense, you don't understand market dynamics, a.k.a. Econ 101, or you're too stupid to understand it, or you're just lying. It's misdirection. You're just blatantly telling people, hey, look, it's not my fault. The reason why gas prices have gone up is because of the end user. Well, here's what I think most people realize. Why wasn't the end user doing this? I'm not the end user, but the retailer. Why weren't they doing this under Trump? See, that's the fallback. Now, we play this game all the time. What if that had been the Trump kids? What if that had been Donald Trump? You have your answer. Under Donald Trump, there was no gouging. There was none of these things that were happening. Why? Because Donald Trump was not trying to kill an industry. So anyway, White House Press Secretary Jean-Pierre rejected the criticism, arguing that oil prices had dropped by $15 a barrel in the past month while the price at the pump had barely fallen. Again, not understanding market dynamics or misdirection. Folks, they're starting to push back publicly.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The alleged shooter at a 4th of July parade north of Chicago is confessing.
He was
read his Miranda warnings, offered attorneys, etc. He went into details about what he had done.
That's according to Lake County State's Attorney Eric Reinhart. He said the suspect is also being held without bond.
The judge ruled that there was probable cause to hold him at this time for 7 counts of first-degree murder.
President Biden is continuing to be slammed by small business groups for suggesting that gas station owners should drop the price at the pump. This time it's Paul Hardin, who heads the Texas Food and Fuel Association. He says they're making pennies per gallon, and convenience stores make their money inside selling sodas and candy. You're listening to USA Radio News. Virginia's governor is doing what he can to promote a red wave.
Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin is preparing to fan out across the country to stump for Republican candidates on the midterm election ballot as he tests his appetite for national politics and a possible 2024 presidential bid. Youngkin raised more than $2.5 million into his political action committee from January 1st through June 30th, according to figures shared with the Washington Examiner. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham is going to court to challenge a subpoena to testify in the presidential election probe in Georgia. Lawyers for Graham saying the investigation is a fishing expedition and all politics. A grand jury is looking into possible 2020 election interference by ex-President Trump and allies, including Graham. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We should title this segment, When Witnesses Attack. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. The January 6th committee's key witness, Casey Hutchinson, called the committee BS in a text message in an article that was written by the Daily Caller, and they apparently got this information. Exclusively. It says on February the 1st, Hutchinson sent a text to a conservative activist with connections to the First Amendment Fund, which is a group that was started by the American Conservative Union that helps Trump officials cover the costs for January 6th lawyers. Matt Schlapp said Hutchinson approached CPAC for help through the First Amendment Fund. Schlapp said he is happy that he did not end up assisting her because she is relaying White House halfway gossip as fact. In the text message, Hutchinson says, "Hey, redacted," didn't say and put the name, "this is Casey Hutchinson. Kind of a random question, but do you still work for the Schlapps at the ACU? To which the person responded, "Hi, yes." Hutchinson then said, "Do you happen to know a First Amendment Fund POC point of contact I could reach out to? I was subpoenaed in early November, but the committee waited to serve me until last week after Ben's deposition. I had to accept service because the U.S. Marshals came to my apartment last Wednesday, but I haven't made contact with the committee. I'm just on a tight timeline and just trying to figure out what my options are to deal with this BS." Boom! BS. I was talking to some folks over the weekend. I said, that's exactly what this is. The big cheat occurred in ways you guys, I promise you, in ways you don't even know. And it's been exposed, and the January 6th is nothing but a big dog and pony cover-up attempt by the leftist Democrats to say, we didn't cheat, you can't prove it. And now as you get closer and closer to proving it, they get more and more desperate. It is not only can it be proven, it has been proven. 100%, and I told you this, and I hope you'll start getting the word out about Beyond the Mules, because we're going to take you beyond guys at drop boxes, and we're going to show you people doing bad things all across in a lot of different areas. We're going to give you, here's what they did, and it will not be refutable. And you can show this to leftists and then have them go, yeah, exactly. So anyway, their top person that they've got testifying at this farce is now, we've learned, a person who called it BS, because that's what it is. But it gets worse. It gets worse. Here, I'm going to read this. It says, oh my goodness, what do we have here? January 6th committee star witness Cassidy Hutchinson said that the select committee was BS. They say this whole circus came down as soon as Secret Service agents who were with then-President Trump on that day debunked her insane claim of an attempted car hijacking. Now, I'm going to stop there for just a second, because I want you to have to, let's just play along with the Democrats for a bit, because everybody's mocking this at this point, as they should. But I've seen where, have you been in a limo? I don't know whether you've been fortunate enough to ride in a limo. Maybe, you know, your mate bought you a limo for a special day or whatever. Where do you sit? I mean, the access to the limo driver is pretty limited. Generally, there's a little sliding glass partition or something, and that's in the old school. And the new limos, they talk to you through an intercom. He can't even see, unless you want that person to see, they don't even let you see at all. Now, I would think that with everything that President Trump has to talk about while he's driving along, there's complete secrecy. And certainly no way for him to reach through a partition and grab a guy or grab the steering wheel. But let's just say he could get through the partition. Do you believe he could actually grab the steering wheel? I want you to understand the level of crazy that Democrats have put off. And here's what gets me, because we all can extrapolate what I've said to that point. But what gets me is they actually believe that we're falling for this. Schiff has already said, I've got evidence. We are producing evidence to show this stuff. Look, let me just put it to you this way. There are so many leftists now out there saying, look, guys, you're jumping the shark. Stop. There's at least three clips from MSNBC, CNN, or some other leftist outlet where they say, Democrats, you are making a mockery of this. You are watering down. There are people that want January 6th to be believed. They do. And they're saying, we can't sell this anymore. You're doing so many things so poorly, we can't convince people that this is legit. You got to stop. And they're still not stopping. Anyway, they go and they say, yes, she alleged that Trump lunged at an agent, tried to take the wheel of the beast and commandeer it. He wanted to go to the U.S. Capitol. It never happened. Two agents who were there said they're willing to come forward and testify under oath that this never happened. Now, see, Democrats, when I was looking at this story, developing the tweets and stuff, they were saying, well, refute it. She's given testimony. Do you realize the late night comedic hacks have said things of this nature? Cassidy Hutchinson dropped the bomb on Trump. Woo! Look at what she's done. They present this as if she's got some level of credibility. This is one of the least credible. She's less credible than Blasey Ford, for goodness sakes. I jokingly said, why don't you just say, hey, while he was commandeering the car, he also grabbed my breast or grabbed me by the hoo-ha. You know, well, give us some more. Let's see how far the Democrats would be willing to take it. The two agents are willing to come forward to testify. She also said that riders were armed to the teeth with body armor and AR-15 rifles. Again, playing into the narrative. Look, I don't know anything about this woman, Cassidy Hutchinson. I can only make presumptions. And I'll tell you this. This is a publicity-seeking, I don't know what her political ideology is. I don't. As I said, I don't know anything. I don't think she has one. I think she's an opportunist. I think most leftists are not leftists at all. I think most leftists are opportunists. They're people who read the direction of things and say, I'll go with the flow. I'll be honest with you. It's an easy way to do it. It's not only easy, It's easy and it's profitable. If you go with the flow, you get with the in crowd. If people, oh man, Kevin, he always seems to agree with me. I like having him around. I hate to tell you how to be a scam artist, but if you want to be a scam artist, go find somebody rich, agree with them, compliment them, make them feel bigger, better than they could ever possibly feel about whatever it is they want. They will keep you around. They will buy you lunches, dinners. They will put you up in the villa. They will give you the guest house. They will give you their hand-me-downs, which is better than you would ever be able to afford stuff. You will live a life of leisure. And all you got to do is be content being that number two, being that attaboy. Ooh, look at you. Look at you over here looking good, girl. That's all you got to do. Now, conservatives, they're like, stop being a yes guy. Don't tell me what I want to hear. Give me the scoop. Tell me the real deal. You have to be good. They want you for your contrarian opinions. They want to know, you know, does this look good or does it make me look like I have muffin top? You know, they want to know the real truth. Democrats don't. Anyway, she said, armed to the teeth. Another lie. That's what she said. Like I said many times, I don't even know who I've said all this to because I've talked to so many people. But if Americans wanted to be armed on January the 6th and take over the Capitol, we could have done it. We could have done it. There was no insurrection. It was more leftist kabuki theater to sell their lie. Simple as that. And one, the guy writing this says they would have had leaked the photos from the security footage. If there had been armed people, how many pictures do you think you would have seen of people carrying rifles, brandishing weapons, etc.? Then Mark Meadow, Trump's chief of staff, the guy writes, denied ever asking for a pardon in the wake of the riot. Who would believe this? Who would believe that, first of all, that there was no riot, so why are you asking for a pardon? I just want you to understand the level to which a Democrat is willing to go to protect their nonsense, to protect their lies. I know we're waiting for them to fess up or whatever, but I got to tell you, there's a lot of information being processed out there, and it is going to be an interesting time when the people around you, and I'm sure you've seen it, as Democrats wake up. I've had a couple wake up, send me notes and say, Kevin, I didn't believe it, but now I'm starting to see what you're talking about. It's an interesting thing to have happen.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Have you set aside a supply of food for the potential food shortages about to happen? If you could buy one superfood that would support your energy, immunity, tissue repair, healing, detoxification, and have anti-inflammatory effects, would you be interested? There is one product that confers all of these benefits, and it is called Green Meadow Whey. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold-sterilized, non-denatured, frequency-encoded whey protein powder on the market. When you add some flax oil to your whey protein drink, then Green Meadow Whey becomes a complete meal, addressing the amino acid and fatty acid requirements of the body. Each scoop of Green Meadow Whey supplies your body with 24 grams of an easy-to-digest protein. Green Meadow Whey's shelf life is indefinite when kept free of moisture. A 5-pound bag of Green Meadow Whey lasts 76 days at one scoop per day. For a convenient and powerfully nourishing storable food, consider Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
Jackson Radio Show on Kevino Jacksones.
Democrats do not want you to know the real deal. They don't want you to know that the people that they claim to be popular, the people that they claim are, you know, the voice of the new generation of Democrats, are despised. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. I'm going to show you some absolute proof that Democrats will eat their own, that it's not nearly the nirvana that they try to make everybody believe that's over there. And in fact, most of them are despised by their own people. I'm going to begin with Ilhan Omar. She was at a concert in her own city with a group, a very popular group of Somalis, and they booed her. This is her. I'm talking from the moment she hit the stage. I'm only going to play a little bit of it because it went on for minutes. And she kept saying, "We don't have all day. We gotta hurry up," because she wanted them to go back to singing. And she kept trying to talk. The band was pleading. If you see the video, there are guys that walk up and they go, "Please, please stop, please stop." Nobody will stop. This is an audience of mostly Somalis in Minnesota who cannot stand her. And then we're gonna move on to the next one. But here's just a piece of what I'm talking about. That's the reaction that she gets when she's out and about with her constituents. Folks, that's as good as it gets. That's the group that should be championing her, you know, putting her up as a champion of Somali causes. You know why these people can't stand her? Because they're happy to be here. They know what it's like in their country. They don't want Somalia in America. They know what she's about. Now, I'll ask you this. If she can't win over her own people, who's voting for her? Who do you think really cares? Look, if the Democrats ran an election legit, Omar would not win. These people came over here. You know who they want? They won't tell you this. The left is not going to admit this. They want quality white folks. The same people who've been running stuff for decades. That's who they want. That's what they came over here for. They didn't come over here so Ilhan Omar could bring her way of thinking here and change this country. They want white folks, people that have sanity, people that play by the rules. Conservatives, white conservatives. They don't want white leftists. See, white leftism is what got them into those problems. Let me move on. There's a person in this country, a citizen of America, who wishes Donald Trump were president. You want to know who it is? It is a black female lesbian. That's who it is. And her name is Brittany Griner. She's a WNBA center, a star. I don't watch the sport, but she plays chick basketball, and she's been held in Russia, and you guys have heard me talking about her because I said if Trump had been president, she'd be home playing in the All-Star game with her wife, and I use my finger quotes, she'd be having a happy life. Here's what she wrote to Joe Biden on July the 4th, Independence Day. The symbolism hasn't gone unnoticed on me. She says, "As I sit here in a Russian prison, alone with my thoughts, and without the protection of my wife, family, friends, Olympic jersey, or any accomplishments, I'm terrified I might be here forever." You know what she did? She had vaping stuff. Vaping stuff. She's lost her freedom over vaping stuff. And the president of the United States, and I use my finger quotes in calling Biden a president, can't do anything about it. He can't get an American citizen home who was vaping. It wasn't like she was running drugs. It wasn't like she was a mule. It wasn't like she was, you know, committing crimes in Russia. She had a vape kit. And Joe Biden can't get her home. Black lesbian star. Woman. which lesbian implies woman, but some people don't get it because they're leftists and they don't know what a woman is. But you knew. Anyway, the point is this. Joe Biden can do what Donald Trump has already done. Donald Trump got two or three, I don't remember how many, at least two black dudes who were stealing in China. He got them home. Do you know what they do to you in China if you're caught stealing? Donald Trump sent a note over and said, hey, send those boys home. And do you know the black parents of these kids tried to act like Donald Trump hadn't done anything? Like, what's the big deal? Unbelievable. Joe Biden can't get a high-profile black LGBT community woman home. And she's over there going, I think I might be here for life. I tell you what, hey, you women, the leftist women out there who believe that it's your body, you can do what you want to, don't be vaping in Russia. Because they will put you behind bars and they'll say, no, it isn't your body and you can't do what you want with it. We will put you away so you have nothing. See, what I think women are starting to realize, leftist women, is that it doesn't matter what you do with your body if you don't have freedom. Because if you're locked away, if you're quarantined, forced to get vaccinations or whatever, what do you really have? There are girls out there that want to party. They want to be out and about all the time. You know, they want to shop. Think of Sex in the City. That show, Sex in the City. What happens when you're locked down, when you can't have anything? How does your lifestyle change with all of that? Brittany Griner's finding out the hard way. It ain't as easy. And I'm going to tell you, this story, Republicans, where are you in all of this? Why aren't you touting this? I don't get it. I'm trying to figure these people out. Anyway, there's one other story I want to cover, and that'll be the end of this particular hour, but Bette Midler. Bette Midler, and the reason why I'm bringing these stories up, the reason why I'm talking about Ilhan Omar getting booed, why am I talking about Brittany Griner being stuck in prison, why am I moving to Bette Midler? And I'm going to finish that story in a second. It's because it's leftism imploding on itself. Democrats are falling apart. Here's what Bette Midler tweeted. Women of the world, we are being stripped of our rights over our bodies, our lives, and even our name. They don't call us women anymore. They call us birthing people and menstruators, even people with vaginas. Don't let them erase you. Every human on earth owes you. Who espouses this philosophy? Who believes this? I'm saying conservatives. I'm telling women, you are being stripped of your rights over your bodies, but not by us. You're being stripped of your rights by Democrats. They're the ones that say, get your vaccinations. They're the ones that have locked you down. They're the ones who won't define you as a woman. They call you birthing people, menstruators, people with vaginas, that try to pretend that men can be you, which should be the biggest insult, to be honest with you. But in other words, Bette Midler is really pointing her finger at the woke. She wants to couch it in this idea of the Supreme Court decision. But see, the Supreme Court decision is not about a woman's body and her choice. We believe if you are a non-pregnant menstruator or birthing person or person with a vagina, we have no problem with you not getting vaccinated and you having full rights over your personhood. It's when you're carrying the child that's half somebody else's and wholly that individual's being. That's when we say you can't just do whatever you want. And you know what? You can curse God. You can curse nature for giving you that distinction. But see, I don't look at it that way. I look at it as God in his infinite wisdom said, these are the people that need to carry these children because men won't do it. Men are not equipped for it. He equipped women with all the emotions and all the things and the ability to do it. And is it a burden? Absolutely it is. But it's one that most women will gladly bear. and most men respect them for doing it. I gotta leave it there.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.